all across the area.
Hello?
Hello, yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony Cullen from Metro Research. And we're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about your current the current situation in their state and individual communities.
Okay.
All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose of the survey, what year were you born?
What kind of survey in reference to what?
Okay, this survey is it's a political survey for Philadelphia, you know, the governor and all the other people that work in the city.
59.
Okay, 1959. Okay, and just what is the highest level of school that you have completed or highest degree that you have received?
College.
Okay, that'll be some college, but no degree, or associate's degree, or bachelor's degree?
Bachelor.
Okay, thank you. Okay, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
American, Indian.
Okay, so not Hispanic, right?
No.
Okay. All right, and what is your race? I have white, black, African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic or Latino?
American Indian.
Okay. All right, ma'am, are you registered to vote, or like many people, not registered?
Registered.
Okay, thank you. And when thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Satisfied.
Would that be very satisfied or just somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you say, would you rate it as poor, only fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Good. All right, ma'am, below there's a list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may select up to three, okay? The first one is inflation and cost of living. The opioid and fentanyl crisis, city services like trash pickup, corruption in the city government, the cost of housing and rent, crime and public safety, homelessness, healthcare,
jobs.
Okay, crime and homelessness, healthcare, jobs in the economy, public transportation, gun violence, or public school funding.
What did you say? Gun violence.
Gun violence, and one more. You can pick up to three.
What was the other ones again?
I have homelessness, healthcare, jobs and the economy, public
the job
transportation.
And the jobs and the economy.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to rate you how you feel about some people and some groups of people, okay, using a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, okay, like a neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. But you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know and never heard of, you know, people and groups, just let me know, okay, and I'll move to the next one. Okay, the first one will be the Philadelphia Police Department from 0 to 10.
10 is the highest?
Yes, 10 is very warm and favorable. 5 is like a neutral, and then 0 from 0 all the way to 5 is like, you know, very cold and unfavorable. But you can give it a degree from 0 to 10, okay?
10.
Okay, 10. Okay, what about your local... your local police department officers?
10.
10. Mayor Sherelle Parker.
10.
The Philadelphia City Council.
10.
Governor Josh Shapiro.
9.
Okay. SEPTA.
8.
Okay, the Philadelphia Department of Streets. 8. Okay, Council Member Kenyatta Johnson.
8.
Okay. District Attorney Larry Krasner.
I don't know that person.
Okay, don't know.
Yeah, I heard of him. I heard of him kind of, but I'm not sure.
Okay, no problem. What about Police Commissioner Kevin Basil?
No comment. Don't know nothing about him.
Nothing. Okay, no problem. Thank you. All right, man, generally speaking, do you disapprove or approve of the way Sherelle Park is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
I approve.
Would that be strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. And do you disagree or agree with the following statement, okay? The statement is like this, okay? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in city government. Would you strongly disagree with that? Somewhat disagree? Neither agree or disagree? Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, okay. All right, now here's a list of issues that might...
Is there a plain agree? Is that available?
Yes, just, well, this, the one I ask you is, you can, hold on. Let me, somewhat disagrees, strongly disagree, somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
I strongly agree, okay. All right, then here's a list of issues that might, you know, impact Philadelphia's daily lives. For each one, please rate me on a scale from 0 to 10. Your lives, you know, your level of satisfaction with this, with each issue in your neighborhood, okay? Where 10 means that you are hardly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. 5 means that you are neither satisfied nor dissatisfied with the issue. And 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied with the issue, okay, in your neighborhood. You may select any number between 0 and 10. The first one is the cost of rent. From 0 to 10.
3.
Okay, access to affordable housing.
3.
Access to public transportation.
9.
Okay, so be... Okay, 9. The condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities.
3.
Public safety.
The 0 was the worst, right?
Yes, highly dissatisfied.
0.
Okay. The condition of roads and infrastructure.
0.
The availability of good paying jobs.
I don't know, about 6.
6, okay. And the quality of education in public schools?
5.
5. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting worse, staying about the same, or getting better compared to last year?
I guess about the same.
Okay. And would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
About the same.
About the same. All right. All right, sir. Ma'am, below is a list of goods or services that Philadelphia might regularly spend money on. Please select 2 or 3 good or, you know, services that concern you most when you think about your expenses. You may select up to 3, okay? The first one is healthcare, including prescription drugs, groceries, public transportation, recreation and entertainment, gas, childcare, paying down debt, utilities, gas, electricity, and internet, education.
Utilities.
Gas. Okay, utility, gas, that's just one, okay? All of those. And okay, mm-hmm. That's, what else? What about education, personal care, and rent.
Rent.
Okay.
And the cost of that.
Cost of what?
Cost. Didn't you say the cost of gas? Like for your car?
Yeah, but that one's included in utilities, gas, electricity, and internet, okay? So one.
Oh.
One. Okay, yes, I have gas by itself too.
Yes.
Okay, so big gas, all right? Thank you. All right, ma'am, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you, like, not all concerned, not that concerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned, okay. And how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say never, rarely, a few times a month, a few times a week, or every day?
Few times a month.
Few times a month, okay. And do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends the right amount, too little or too much on police department?
Well, I don't have a comment on that.
Okay, but just in your opinion, do you you don't think that Philadelphia spends the right amount, too much, too little, or too much on the police department?
Not enough.
Not enough. Okay, so it'll be too little, right? Because that's only okay, too little. All right, ma'am. Here's a list of actions the city government is doing or plans, you know, to take in in the future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action would make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer in the city of if the city implements it. Okay, here's the first one. They want to expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, businesses, districts, and libraries. Would that make you much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safe?
Say that again. And what was that question?
Well, it's a list of actions that the city government is, you know, either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. You know, after each one, please indicate whether you believe that action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer in the city if the city implements it.
Okay.
They want to expand, the first one is expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries. Would that make you much safer?
Yeah.
Okay, much safer. They want to hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates. Would that make you much safer, somewhat safer, a little safer, or not at all safe?
Somewhat safer.
Somewhat safer. Okay, they want to declare a public safety emergency in the city.
Yes, that's very safe.
Okay, much safer. Okay, aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on the city streets, and impound illegal vehicles. Would that make you much safer, somewhat, little safer, or not at all safer?
Somewhat.
Somewhat safer. Okay, begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets.
Very safe.
Okay. Close the open air drug market in Kensington.
Very safe.
Okay, much safer. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, in a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherrill Parker recently? Just anything that you have heard of her.
Positive forward motion.
What was that?
Positive forward motion.
Okay.
Thinking positive of improving things in the city.
Okay. So she's improving, right? Improving. Okay. City. Okay, you say a lot of positive emotions, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the City Council. Please indicate that two or three items that you think, you know, should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You may select up to three items, okay? The first one will be remove homeless encampments, improve the city's infrastructure, improve our schools and education, support more affordable housing, invest in community development.
Community correct? Development.
Okay, that one. And address potholes and graffiti in the neighborhood.
Potholes.
Okay.
Potholes and graffiti.
Get guns off the streets. Foster small businesses and local jobs. Hire more police officers. Tackle the opioid crisis. Improve public transportation and reduce juvenile crime.
Reduce juvenile crime.
Okay, those are three. Okay, thank you. Okay, and here's a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on the scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy. Where 10 means, you know, that you strongly support the policy, 5 means that you neither support or oppose the policy, and 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. You may select any number from 0 to 10, okay? The first one says, provide $100 million for treatment and trade facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental health. Would you strongly, from 0 to 10, you know, would you support it?
About a 7.
A 7. Okay, keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
Yeah, flat, 7.
7. Okay, add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable population and neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
8.
Okay, invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units, you know, of good quality housing across the city.
8.
Okay, provide nearly $100 million to street cleaning and litter removal along businesses districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
8.
Okay, add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victims advocates, you know, to better serve residents.
10.
Okay, invest $36 million in cleaning and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
10.
Okay, and invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including a sidewalk sweeping and litter removal.
7.
And the last one says invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools.
10.
Okay. All right, ma'am. As you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return, you know, to the office, ending the pandemic era hybrid or, you know, work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support ending work from home for city employees and requiring them to be back in the office full time?
8.
No, this is, do you strongly oppose, somewhat oppose, neither support or oppose, or somewhat support, or strongly support that?
Neither oppose.
Okay, neither support or oppose. Okay. All right. Right, ma'am, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from the recent epidemic lawsuit to be used, you know, to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchanges can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the decision to end city support for needle exchange programs?
I don't. I oppose it.
Okay, so be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Somewhat opposed, okay. All right, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools, which could keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the decision to end the city's support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools?
I oppose it.
Strongly oppose it or just somewhat oppose?
Strongly oppose it.
Strongly oppose it. Okay. All right, ma'am. We almost finished with this survey. Okay. I only have a couple more questions. We should be done. I really thank you for your time. Okay. Okay. And how often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Rarely. Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Okay, and do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not as strong.
Okay, and thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Very liberal or just somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
Very liberal, okay. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with family member or friend or something else? Pardon? I missed that. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with family members or friend or something else?
Live with family member.
Okay, live with family members. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay or bisexual or something else?
Straight.
Okay. And do you identify as a transgender or non-binary?
No, neither.
No, okay. Are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Okay, are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No children. Okay, and from for whom did you vote on the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Wasn't able to vote.
You weren't able to vote?
No.
Okay, so let me see, did not vote, right?
Right.
All right, and below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. Fox News, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Power 99, Philadelphia Daily News, Philadelphia Inquirer, local news stations, CNN, X or Twitter, NPR, WHYY, New York
local.
Times, Washington Post.
Local news.
Local news, and what else? What about Fox News, Facebook?
Fox News.
YouTube? Fox News? Okay, one more. CNN?
No.
X or Twitter? New York Times, Washington Post?
No.
Okay. All right. So just them two. Okay. All right, ma'am. And last year, that is 2023. What was your total feminine income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $25,000? $25,000 to $35,000? $35,000 to $45,000? $45,000 to $55,000?
$55,000 to $65,000?
No, I don't know. Okay, so I have less than $25,000. Just your wild guess is fine, okay?
I don't know. Whatever the lowest one was, I guess.
Okay, lowest one. All right. Okay, well, this concludes our survey. Really thank you for your time and participation, okay? You have a great day. Appreciate your help.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.